Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another night of action here at Brayhead Arena. The result not quite going Clan's way, losing 7-1 to the University of Manitoba Bisons. Here to recap the game with me is Jerry McLaughlin, my partner in crime. Jerry, what did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a disappointing result, isn't it? I don't think you can hide. If there were some big, high-profile mistakes early on, which kind of got us off on the bad foot, and I don't think Clan really recovered from that. As we said before the game, talking to John Tripp, he was going to change up the lines. He was going to try new things. He was going to see if he could create some new kind of chemistry. On that front, I don't think there was loads of those two must stay together. Mbak and Brooks thought were excellent together. Adam Brace was another bright spot. But I think it's difficult. I think the fans at the end of the day were just kind of, there was a nice round of applause at the end. They were appreciative. They know what the coach is doing here. I was surprised, however, that Ryan Nye didn't get another chunk of ice time.
Yeah, we said that in commentary.
Yeah, it was a bizarre one.
But as I said in commentary, Ryan Nye, John knows all about him. He played for him at Crimmet Shaw, whereas Gary Russell, he's only seen two or three times so far.
Yeah.
Like you, I'm surprised Gary got the whole game. I thought Ryan might have come in at least for the third period.
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit disappointed for Gary, if I'm honest as well. I think we need to be honest about it, because we know that he can play to a high standard, and I think over the chances he's got, there's been a few kind of difficult ones tonight, obviously coming out of the goals and the pass going a bit wayward. So that was a tough one. I'd actually like him to get another chance, you know what I mean? Because we know how well he can play. But as you said, Ryan Nye was excellent on the Saturday. I'm really looking forward to see him between the pipes against Manchester as well. And we're still going to be short benched, so we're going to need him.
The Bisons, a university team that they're pro players in all but name, is something I said in commentary. They've come to the UK, they've won three games out of four. Mm. With a team like that, is there a danger of underestimating them?
Yeah, do you know what? I can't see that the Clan underestimated them as such. I think the Clan were just using this as an opportunity to try things out. I don't think they will have underestimated. They've seen that they scored, 12 goals past
Belfast
over the 2 weeks. So, I mean, that's, Belfast have their full roster, their full complement. So, that's a really good one to judge it by. And they got another victory against Edinburgh as well. Everyone's really interested to see how this Edinburgh team is going to play this season. So that could end up being actually a really impressive result as well. So I don't think they'll have taking them for granted. I think there were obviously some good skaters there. Everyone knows that if they're Canadian players going to a Canadian university, they're going to be pretty good, and they were.
Clan had their chances though. A bit lackluster at times in terms of the execution, but Spriggs made it. I think three saves off the top of my head that really kept the Clan out of it.
Well, that one in the second period as well. Can't wait to see it on the highlights
awesome.
As well. I think I'm remembering it improperly now as well. I think he was down flat, butterfly, managed to get his back skate. In my mind, it came off the blade end on, but I don't think it was quite that dramatic. Yeah, I mean, he was excellent. Also, a bright spark for us as well was Oslanski, looking to utilise that big slap shot. He hit the pipe with it. We hit the pipe a couple of times as well during the game. So the scoreline is also a bit unfair as well. Take away a couple of the high-profile mistakes that maybe wouldn't happen with different personnel. It's easy just to take away all the goals, isn't it? But, a little bit of luck here and there. Clan had some really good periods, certainly in the first period, a big 10-minute spell. We were all over them, got nothing. So from that point of view, good plus points. But I think, like everyone else, I'm just really keen to see some players get into this team so we can judge them properly.
Right, minus the moustache, you're John Tripp. What would you have learned from this game?
Minus the moustache. Do you think he ripped it off with rage at one point? Yeah, I mean, I think it's difficult for him. I think the power play looked really good. Mm. I think the penalty kill looked really good. That's something they can work on. A lot of those guys may take up those roles. Other than that, it is really difficult because the men he's got coming in are centremen, and they will dictate how those lines, are shaped. So does he have? Is he going to have Patoni with Brooks? Is he going to have Brace on that line as well? Is he going to have those two speedy wingers? Are we going to see Mbak, and even is Doughty going to step up again? We've seen that kind of power forward ability from him. I don't think we should expect that from him all the time. I think it's just great that he's got that in his bag. Mbak for me is another one I'm waiting to see more from as well, because he's got great fight. He's was linking up really well with Brooks. Yeah, there is a lot. We like the team. Let's be honest, we like what's there, but it's tough. It's tough to judge.
Craig Peacock got the only goal for Clan tonight, his fourth in pre-season, we said in commentary. Playing in the centre, he's done really well, but there was times in the game where he was playing in a defensive position.
Well, we've got so many D-men that are jumping up. I mean, that shows such a great awareness from Craig. Adam Brace was doing the same thing as well. You've got Cameron Burt keen to just get anything to happen. A fantastic skater, really nice hands, jumping right up into the play. You've got Oslanski's keen to do it. Both those guys were over the red line behind the opposition goal so often. So that's why you've got like those centremen stepping back, and Brace obviously is a winger stepping back. But yeah, just showing a nice awareness. And you know, Craig's a Team GB international for a reason. It looks like things are clicking for him at the start of the season.
Right, we didn't talk about them on Sunday much. We'll talk about them now. Manchester Storm come here on Saturday.
Yeah.
Clan go there on Sunday. The return of Ryan Finnerty, Jay Rosehill, etc. How do you see that one going?
Tough, if I'm honest. I think, let's be honest, Ryan's going to have them so riled up for this one. They've had their full roster playing together for quite a little while now. If we win one and lose one, I think that'll have been a good result. I think that would be excellent. It might not be the way around that we think. I've got a wee feeling here, maybe Storm come with a bit between their teeth, burn out, maybe Clan have a chance to have a good look at them, maybe come back at them. You never know, it could go that way. But it is the Challenge Cup, and you know, the club's obviously taken this stance of holding out to try and get better players. Judging by the calibre of player that's coming in, you'd have to say it looks like that's worked. It's a risk. Let's see how much it costs us.
Storm get that winner against Coventry last night, a 15 goal thriller, 8-7. They won last night. Will that have any effect?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as much as it's great that they're being offensive, that shows that they're leaking goals. So at the same time, they've had their full roster in, and they're still trying to outgun people. It's a tough tactic to play. We've seen Finner play that here. We've just had to outscore people. People still lamenting this season about last season's D. You know, that does say a lot. It'll be interesting to talk with the coach about that and see what he thinks. That's a lot of goals to ship.
Knowing Finner as we do, he'll have circled his calendar as soon as this one came out that he was coming back here on the 2nd of September. For John, is it just another game?
Do you know, it's tough, isn't it? It seems to be. When we talk to him, it seems to be that I certainly don't think it'll affect him that much whether we lose or win, more because it's Manchester Storm and because it's the ex-coach. I really don't see that in him.
And he's well aware of Ryan's history here, of course.
100%, but he just really doesn't seem that phased by that. I think he'll be as annoyed as he would be to lose the first regular game against anyone, you know, whether it's Manchester Storm, and he'd be just as pleased and still critical if they win. He seems to have that bit about him. Will Ryan have that as well? Maybe he'll say that. Maybe he'll feel a bit different. It's got to be. He's been here so long. He's been such an important part of the team progressing. It's got to have some of those emotional strings on it. Is Tripp just playing it cool? I don't know. It's going to be. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be pure pantomime, maybe.
It's going to be a little weird seeing Ryan on the opposition bench, isn't it?
It'll be funny to see if he goes to the wrong bench, shouldn't it, first? Let's see. No, I'm sure he'll be prepped for that. I just can't wait. I think it's one of those games, if you're going to bring your mates, you go, no, come to this. Come to this. There's so much storyline going on here. And Clan are an unknown quantity still.
They certainly are. Jerry, good to talk to you as always. Thanks very much.
Cheers.